Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a grassroots victory. They tried to take out Ken Paxton. Texas has changed for the better. We examine it as a victory for the grassroots in Texas. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Who runs Texas? Well, for years, Texas was run by the good old boy network. Texas being a deep red state, traditionally a deep red state, it's less and less a deep red state, but they still have 10, 15 point margins of victories for Republicans running for office across the state of Texas. They have two Republican senators, Republican governor, Republican attorney general. It's a red state, but not as red as it used to be. It's changed a little bit, but it's had more staying power, if you will, than the Castro brothers would like or some of the prognosticators would like. But who runs Texas? Well, during the Bush years, it was a group of crony insiders, the good old boys of Austin, Texas, that would wheel and deal. They would talk a good game to their constituents at home and say, yeah, you know, we're pro-2A and conservative values, but they wouldn't always represent those values. And Texas has done a lot right. Texas has also failed in other ways. Texas has become a very corrupt state as far as institutionally. The Bush cartel ran Texas for years. They got whatever they wanted. State rep races, state senate races. The candidates that they chose, that they selected, that they put into office of their liking. Now, Ted Cruz disrupted this a little bit, to his great credit. Senator Ted Cruz was an insurgent. He was the Solicitor General of Texas. He won a primary he wasn't supposed to win and ended up winning the general election. Ted Cruz was a little bit of the harbinger, a canary in the coal mine against the Texas Politburo. Now, Texas is very similar to other states. Now, as Texas actually becomes more of a competitive state, it actually loses some of this. But I have learned as I've traveled the country and visited all 50 states many times, and spoke at, I think, a Lincoln Reagan Day dinner in almost every single one of the 48 continental states, I've learned a lot. What I learned is that sometimes there is a curse of being too red of a state. That if your state is too Republican, like Wyoming, for example, or South Dakota, and there is no Democrat party at all, the Democrats literally then just run as Republicans. So you might have one party rule, but you really don't have that conservative policy. You really don't have that red of a state. This is one of the reasons why Florida has been able to get so much through the legislature. Republicans run as Republicans. Democrats run as Democrats. By the way, this is starting to happen in California when Republicans now just run as Democrats, as insurgents. It's not as much as we would like, though. One-party rule can be a very damaging thing. It happens in Tennessee. It can happen in Kentucky. It happens in South and North Dakota, North Dakota especially. When there's no Democrat party, you have Democrats in the Republican party. So for years, the Bush cartel ran Texas. The grassroots had very little to no voice. Why would you need a voice? It's the free state of Texas. We have that Texan attitude. Don't get in our way and we're going to talk a big game. Well, of course, Donald Trump changed a lot of that. Donald Trump even, some people said that he was going to lose the state of Texas in 2016. And he was going to lose the state of Texas in 2020. All that was complete and total nonsense. Now, we've been following the kind of rumblings for months in Texas of how the insiders, the oligarchs, no different than the insiders or the oligarchs in Washington, D.C., were trying to take out the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, who was duly elected, won a primary against guess who? Ken Paxton won the primary against George P. Bush. The Bushes tried to primary Paxton and he won. The voters wanted Paxton and not Bush. But that did not stop the rumblings, the subterranean movements of the oligarchs. Now understand, things are connected. As Big Fannie Willis in Georgia and Dana Nessel in Michigan and Alvin Bragg in New York are using their state-based power to go after dissidents, the Democrats and the insiders said, how can we make sure the Republicans don't do this to us? Ah, let's put the number one most conservative attorney general in the country on ice. We've been pleading for more state AGs to step up. But if they do a show trial and put on display a trial of humiliation for a Republican AG who dares to speak up, then that can scare and frighten other AGs, psychological warfare to intimidate other attorneys general. By the way, this is happening right now with the Republican AG in Montana, believe it or not. Very similar type stuff. Who's outspoken and courageous. They're putting him on ice too. Not as much covered of a story. Doesn't have as big of a platform as Ken Paxton. So Ken Paxton was rewarded by his voters, the voters of Texas. And we have not defended the allegations against Ken Paxton or his alleged behavior or alleged affairs. I don't encourage anybody to do that. But he's been a terrific attorney general. As I mentioned, I was in Lubbock, Texas a couple weeks ago, speaking to a state representative at Trinity Church that I was speaking at. And there was hatred for Ken Paxton. The insiders of Texas wanted him gone. Now, why exactly they wanted him gone? It's not totally clear on the surface. Some of it was personal animus. Some of it was revenge. Some of it was the Bushes trying to send a statement that we still run the state of Texas. So we've been following this saga very, very closely. And the Republican establishment of Texas launched a legit coup d'etat against Paxton. While the border is completely wide open and millions of people are flooding into Texas, while the Biden regime has waged war on Americans, the priority of the people that are in the Texas House, a majority of them, was to impeach Ken Paxton. The priority was to put on a show trial, a coup d'etat against the will of Texan voters. It wasn't about securing the southern border, stopping the invasion, stopping the drugs flowing into the cities of Houston, Austin, and Dallas. No, the chief priority was and remained get rid of the guy the grassroots supports. So Paxton was impeached by the House of Representatives. And you might be wondering or not really care, what were the allegations? A lot of personal life stuff. He cheated on his wife or he gave his alleged mistress a job and all that. Makes me roll my eyes considering that is the standard that we're going to use the impeachment process to go after somebody's personal life in the state of Texas. I'm not making an excuse for it, but come on. Republicans allied with Democrats in the Texas legislature to impeach Paxton and to try to remove him from office. Paxton's trial in the Senate was unfolding over the past week, and we were following that closely. We were tracking which voters in the Texas Senate were considering the swing votes, were considered the swing votes for removing Paxton. And we were one of the few shows to get their phone numbers, put them on social media, and mobilize you, the grassroots, to have a voice. Now, mind you, this was not just Democrats. Chip Roy, who I have a lot of respect for, Louie Gohmert, who I consider a friend, Rick Perry, who I consider a friend, they all came out against Ken Paxton, all of them. Chip Roy said, quote, for the good of the people of Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton must resign. Louie Gohmert, Anyone who wasn't deaf and blind in Austin knows that he had 8 quality people, including a really valiant Texas Ranger, saying this guy is corrupt. Rick Perry said, shame on those Republicans working to delegitimize the impeachment process. That's Louis Gohmert, Chip Roy, and Rick Perry. You see, I saw it differently. And you saw it differently, most importantly. The will of the Texas voters was, we want Ken Paxton as the Attorney General of Texas. And I'm going to walk through how you, the grassroots, defeated the Bush cartel. How you, the grassroots, defeated the ruling class of Texas. A rare victory when everything seems overwhelmingly negative. The people are now in charge of Texas, not the insider. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So there's this piece in Axios that talks about the Paxton impeachment. Scoop, how Republicans pressured Texas senators over Paxton's impeachment trial. And it's an insider account of what happened. Now, mind you, the major oligarchs of the Republican Party nationally were not interested in this. This was grassroots driven. 10 years ago, Paxton would have been removed from office. The insiders are shocked that they weren't able to get this done. Understand, this was not just a vanity project for the ruling class of Austin. They're humiliated right now. They are humiliated. They thought for sure they'd be able to get this done. But there was a glitch in their thinking. There was a faulty presupposition. And it was you. You see, it says here in the article, quote, we didn't care what the mainstream media said. We ignored them from start to finish. Goal was to fire up the grassroots. A story in the National Pulse, Post-Millennial, and similar publications was more valuable than any harm an A1 New York Times story could do. It says here, Charlie Kirk was vital, the strategist said, quote, he had his people, you, posting senators' office numbers and was giving them out on a show, driving the senators absolutely crazy. So the Bush cartel thought that they could do the same old playbook. They are angry they do not run Texas. They want revenge against Paxton, and quite honestly, revenge against you, the grassroots, the people who love the Constitution and don't want a permanent multi-generational oligarchy, which the Bushes are, permanent multi-generational oligarchy running the country. It's not healthy. Certainly isn't what America should be about. Promise of self-government. Promise of not having a group of insiders to call the shots. And they're looking around and they wonder, how did we lose this thing? We had the mainstream media on our side. They had some of the biggest donors on their side. And the answer is because of you. Ken Paxton's defense lawyer, Tony Busby, play cut 13.
And there is no doubt there have been hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of articles about Ken Paxton, how bad Ken Paxton is. Everybody has heard it. And guess what? The voters heard it too. And guess what? Ken Paxton won. Hands down, resounding victory. He beat the latest in line for the Bushes. Let it be known. Let it be clear now. The Bush era in Texas ends today.
And he's right. The people don't want the Bushes. And the Bushes are angry about that. The Bushes, they don't understand why the conservative base has left them. Left them because we realized who you really are. You want to invade the world, invite the world, keep the borders wide open. George W. Bush is crying tears for Zelensky, crocodile tears, while our border is completely open. Our base is awake. We want nothing to do with that whole cartel of permanent war, corporate interests. And it's because of you. 10 years ago, a decade ago, Paxton would have been removed. If the Bushes would have greenlighted it, he would have been removed. And they got some other conservatives. Louie Gohmert is not a Bush guy, but they got him to agree to this thing. Chip Roy is not a Bush guy. They got him to agree to this thing. But the remnant, the bulwark, I should say, which is a loaded word nowadays, is the people. The base of the conservative movement understands the stakes and the odds far better than their leaders do, far better than the ruling class of the Lone Star State does. The oligarchs of the Lone Star State wanted to make an example out of Ken Paxton. You step out of line, you're a little too conservative, we don't like you, we're going to take you out. And let me just say, as we put this segment to a close, how humiliating it is for the great people of Texas to have all this wasted time, energy, and money going after an effective AG while your border in Texas is the laughingstock of the country. People say, oh, you know, we're Texas tough. No, you aren't. I've said this before. Instead of trying to remove Attorney General Paxton, why don't you mobilize every military asset you have to the southern border and repel the invasion? Now, you're too worried about settling scores, sending show trial messages. Well, the Bushes are all hat, no cattle. The Bushes are out of the way. The people are back in charge of the state of Texas. And we got other office holders to remove. This summer, you could spend thousands of dollars on planes, hotels, and tourist traps, or you could spend less money on a beautiful garden that will give you years of pleasure with FastGrowingTrees.com. FastGrowingTrees.com is thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties expertly curated for your unique climate and needs. From Meyer lemons to evergreens to shade trees and everything in between. No more waiting in lines and hauling heavy plants around. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you order online, and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. You've got to check it out. I love FastGrowingTrees.com because I found the amazing trees I was looking for, and their plant experts help me keep it thriving. They can help you too. And with Fast Growing Trees, a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk. Join almost 2 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk right now to get 15% off your entire order. 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk. Just one more note on the Paxton thing. There's an entirely new ecosystem now that exists that the crony insiders are still learning about. They thought that they could threaten, smear, run ads, slander, but they're starting to wake up that there's podcasting, over-the-top media, shows like ours on Real America's Voice, Bannon's program, Posobiec's program, social media. There have been there's been several downsides to social media, obviously. But one of the positives is now we have a little bit more of a decentralized way for us to be able to communicate. A decentralized way for us to be able to hold these people accountable, to engage in guerrilla warfare. Remember New Hampshire? You guys made New Hampshire happen. They still cite us, by the way. They still talk about us in all the articles. Charlie Kirk and his listeners. And they don't understand. They're like, well, Charlie's not on Fox News. How does he have all this following? You know, we have one of the top podcast broadcasts out there, and we've earned it throughout the years. This is why Media Matters hawks our show. It's a grassroots-driven show. And it also is because we have an ongoing conversation together. You email me. I read the emails. I internalize what you say. We have over 1 million people that listen to our program every single day. That's no BS, no spin. We can prove it. Praise God. And so then, therefore, when these things pop up, Paxton, New Hampshire, we pounce. We use the surgical strike method. And this article in Axios, the bad guys don't get it. Like, what is going on here? You're trying to tell me that the Republican senators of the Texas jury for the indictment, or the impeachment, I should say, they're not swayed by the Dallas Morning News? No. They're not swayed by the Austin Statesman or the Houston Chronicle? No. So it's a massive win. And it's a bigger win than I think even people realize. It shows that what we have been building of guerrilla warfare, decentralized voices, focusing on the truth, not insider deals, is going to be the future of the party. The future of the movement rests in shows like this one. And we're doing our best to fill the void now with Tucker no longer on the air, Rush Limbaugh no longer on the air. This is a very, this is quite a significant grassroots win. And the oligarchs, they are not happy right now. In fact, the Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, is coming out and he says, there will be a price to pay for the Republic. He's saying that about his own party. There's going to be a price to pay for listening to your voters? Really goes to show how far Texas has fallen. So it's a big victory for you guys. A very significant victory. Again, I wish I could take credit for it. I can't. I'm nothing more than a vessel, than a spokesperson. And I want to just be very clear. Based on some of the allegations and testimony, it seems as if Paxton did some not so favorable things, some glamorous things in his personal life. But they couldn't prove a single crime in this. And despite having a whole week to assassinate his character in every way imaginable, and the voters knew the allegations and they gave him power. And the crony cabal, as I could call them, in Austin, Texas, they are no better. They are no better than what we are seeing in Washington, D.C. We now have to remove these Bush insiders one by one. I just love this Axios article, this quote. Behind the scenes, national Republicans organized an under-the-radar campaign of outside conservatives pressure on Texas senators. The outside unofficial team operated like independently of the legal Paxton operation, like a super PAC without the money. I know they can't understand that there was no war room. There was no blueprint. There is no whiteboard. You know what it was? It was a bunch of people like Bannon, myself, and others that just did the right thing. They say, one of the guys said, it was kind of like a super PAC without the money. It's called grassroots politics. We listen to our voters. We see what's happening, and then we fight. You see, everything that the insiders do is coordinated, centralized. When you actually care about things, you do them for free. Nobody needs a payoff. I know it's a hard thing for the oligarchs to understand because they spent millions of dollars on this. Millions of dollars. And here we are, this anti-fragile bulwark that held the line. Okay. That is your feel-good story for the day. And let's get now to some other parts of the news, which is not as good. All right, the grifter is coming to Washington, D.C. on Thursday. I find this whole thing to be just so repulsive. And we're going to cover it throughout the week. But our country is falling apart. The dollar is getting deteriorated because of his proxy war. And we have to be lectured, blackmailed, extorted on the CIA network of CBS, telling us that we're defending the values of the whole world. What values exactly are you defending? This is really important, everybody. Zelensky views himself as a defender of trans values, of gay values, of diversity, equity, inclusion, and ESG. The Ukraine-Russian war is a proxy war of the woke versus totalitarian fascism. I don't have a side in that fight. In fact, I don't like either of them. I want a free society, but I'm certainly not on Ukraine's side. I'm on America's side. And yet Republicans are enthusiastically supporting Zelensky, saying, well, he defends the values of the Western world. I don't believe in modern Western values. Do you believe in modern Western values of castrating children at the age of 12, of pornography in textbooks, of post-birth abortion? I don't believe in those modern Western values. So Zelensky is trying to say, well, this is all about a value fight. I reject those values. In fact, I reject the modern values of censorship that the American government uses and interfering with elections and putting political dissidents in prison. If that's Western values, we should have the entire Republican Party say, Zelensky, we don't believe in those values. Those are the values of the American Democrat Party or the American Uniparty, not the Constitutional Republic. Play cut four.
We're defending the values of the whole world. And these are Ukrainian people who are paying the highest price. We can't change Putin. Russian society has lost the respect of the world. They elected him and re-elected him and raised a second Hitler. They did this.
Okay, I want to just go through how unbelievably irresponsible this is. And any Republican, will you please stand up when this grifter comes to Washington, D.C. Thursday and confront the mafia when they come asking for more money? Now, understand, Zelensky is just being fed talking points by our own intelligence agencies. Zelensky is a puppet of the intelligence agencies. He came to power because of a color revolution that we executed in Ukraine. But will any Republican lawmaker in leadership say, hold on, time out. Zelensky is not just going after Putin. Did you listen carefully to what Zelensky said? He's declaring war on the Russian people. Typically, when you have these disputes, this is usually what you say. The leader of Russia is no good, but the people are being held hostage by a bad leader. That's usually the playbook of the Central Intelligence Agency. We did it in Libya. We did it in Iraq. We did it in Afghanistan. No. What Zelensky is saying is that it's all bad. That it's 130 million people that are all evil. He's not just saying that Putin is bad. Listen carefully. He's saying that Russian society is bad. This is how you get nuclear war. The way that Zelensky is talking lays the foundation to just drop a nuke on Moscow. They're all bad. They're all evil. No nuance. That Russian society has allowed another Hitler to come to power. If that's another Hitler to come to power, Zelensky, why do you have so many Nazis in your military? If Putin is Hitler, why do so many of the people that you in power in the Ukrainian military called the Azov Battalion have swastikas? Why do you give them military awards? Why are so many Nazis part of Zelensky's chosen military battalion? Can anybody answer that question? And yes, of course, the American government is outright funding Nazism. Nobody wants to mention it. The New York Times finally stumbled into that story 5 or 6 months ago. Oh, it looks like the front lines of the Ukrainian resistance have swastikas. Yes, that's correct. So Zelensky expects more money, more of your money. And your Republican Party just keeps on writing checks, keeps on writing checks. They're all in. They are all in. What does success look like? They can't tell us. Zelensky tells you what success looks like. In fact, the trans person who we said was might have threatened, I don't know, my life last week, didn't even clarify his statement. We're going to play that, which, by the way, we got at least 100 emails of people saying, Charlie, do not play parodies on your show. No, it's real. Ryan, get the one from last week, too. It's a 100% real. The spokesperson of the Ukrainian Defense Force. Remember, when he says the values, he means he's fighting for the transification of Ukraine. Literally, he has a trans spokesperson. That's what the American government is funding. They're not fighting for constitutionalism. They're not fighting for individual liberty. They're not fighting for the promise of self-government. They're fighting for the transification of Kyiv. This is not a parody. No, we received lots of emails over the weekend. Charlie, you cannot play parodies. This is not a parody. This is a man pretending to be a woman who is the spokesperson for the Ukrainian Defense Force. So let's be clear. Every Republican who votes to send more money to Ukraine is supporting a militantly trans fighting force. That's their spokesperson, not a member of their military, a spokesperson. Ukraine is the mascot for the gay, the globalist American empire. Listen to how this person speaks. We did a whole segment on this last week. Is this man threatening to murder American citizens? Play cut 22.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
That's 100% real. It's not a parody. Just throw 26 up there. This is a man by the name of Big Mike. It's Big Mike that wears a wig and camouflage, wearing woman face, no different than a white person wearing black face, pantomiming and camouflaging himself as a woman. from Florida originally. That's what your military effort is funding. That's what your $140 billion, $70 billion in military equipment, $70 billion in cash. J.D. Vance has asked the question, hey, are there any Americans on your kill list? He is not so clear. Play cut 24.
Without Republicans and Democrats working together on behalf of Ukraine, our growing and unstoppable success on the battlefield, and the inevitable victory it will bring over the Russian invaders, would take significantly longer. America is once more showing why it's history's greatest republic and the world's lone superpower. Free speech is the pillar of all democracy. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, along with the rest of that sacred document, is ordained by God. In Ukraine, we do not seek vengeance, only justice. Because of this, these enemies of freedom and democracy will have to answer for their crimes in a court of law.
And God thinks you are an abomination. Just read Deuteronomy. So this man masquerading as a woman, saying that we're going to hunt down Putin puppets and dissidents. So when Zelensky comes to town, will a single Republican ask, why do you have any Americans on your kill list? Is the CIA involved in this? Slava Ukrainia! Play 27.
Vladimir Putin, you are already in hell. We are counting your days down now. Your fascism, your totalitarianism will not get a monument, Vladimir Putin! Slava Ukraini.
They're all deranged. I mean, I would be against the war and funding money without this person. It just makes it so much easier to criticize because we've said the whole time this is a proxy war for Western values. Western values now are pro-trans, pro-castration, men can give birth, open borders, all this sort of stuff. Hey, Zelensky, can I give you some free advice? If you, and I'm a critic of yours, if you want more money, don't have Dylan Mulvaney types be your spokesperson. They're going to destroy your support in the West, but it's intentional. They do this as a middle finger to you. They do this because they want to remind you what this war is all about. This war is not about sovereignty or Putin invading. This war is about trans value hegemony. That's what it's about. We are going to have dominance. They're pandering to the woke pro-war left. When AOC sees this, maybe she's like, well, maybe I actually don't hate Ukraine that much. Maybe I like them. Rashida Tlaib, they get off when they see Dylan Mulvaney types pretending to be tough people. Slava Ukrainia! So Biden is in power, so they're just going to coerce for more money. As the gangster, the pimp, the uppity foreigner comes to D.C. for more of your money on Thursday while our border remains open. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.